This week on Fundamental Shift, we're featuring a Dharma talk from the Quieted Mind. If you're able, find a quiet, meditative space to sit and listen. It's a new year, and the world is much the same and yet very different than it was this time last year. A summary of what has happened over the past 12 months seems unnecessary at this point. We all know what we've been through, what we're still going through, and we know that we still have a long way to go to return to what we might call normal, let alone perfect. The world has changed. And it continues to change. Heraclitus is quoted as saying that no man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man. In this human existence, our mind wants to trick us into believing in permanence. We look for something, anything solid and unchanging that we can lean onto or grasp to feel secure. The truth is this: the only guarantees we have are that things have changed, things are changing, and things will change. We can view this as bad news and good news. Bad and good, of course, are concepts that we devise relative to our own desires or expectations of what should be. To view things simply as they are, free from notions, concepts, desires, or expectations, is a step toward liberation. To view things as they are is to know that the nature of all things is to change, to manifest when conditions are sufficient, and to withdraw when conditions are not sufficient. To label things as good or bad or perfect or imperfect is to be attached to an arbitrary ideal that may or may not ever manifest. This isn't to say that we should overlook suffering or try to enjoy it. It is possible, however, to suffer less if we can find liberation from our dualistic notions of good, bad, perfect, imperfect, defiled, pure, and so on. Perfect is an illusion, an imaginary concept based on a hypothetical ideal. If we can retrain our thought patterns and habit energy in a way that frees us from these hypothetical ideals based on imagined realities, we will suffer less. This does not mean that we don't plan for the future or try to improve things in the here and now. It simply means that in order to liberate ourselves, we must start off with facing reality as it really is. Part of this is a realization that whatever is happening now, whatever conditions are present at this moment, will change. You cannot step into the same river twice. The the things that we have been through, the changes we endure, the losses we grieve. They are all passing over us like clouds in the sky. Everything is fleeting. Just as I manifested when conditions were sufficient and will withdraw when conditions are not, so will we all. And so will this. So be here. Be now. And know that this, too, is already changing. Namaste.